What's Kevin Logan said that strawmanned me today? Well, let's see, shall we?
Hello there, YouTube, and welcome to episode 4 of What Sargon and Macad Got Wrong Now, the series in which I expose the reptocranial ruminations, reprehensible racist rubbish, and ridiculously right-wing rhetoric of the YouTube user known as Sargon of Macad.
And maybe this time you'll actually get something right. Let's see.
And in this edition, we're going to see Sargon expose his usually at least thinly veiled right-wingedness.
Look, Kev, right? I know that you have trouble understanding this, but not everyone who disagrees with your position or is anti-immigration is right-wing. Some people just look at the numbers and think, wow. Or some people look at the attitude of the people immigrating, and not all of them, don't get me wrong, but some of the immigrants that we have, and wonder, why the hell would you move to a country that you hate? But this is just me being, well, hopefully fairly rational. But I guess if you want, you can call me right-wing, because you occupy a position that is so left-wing that everyone on the political spectrum is to the right of you. So by your relative definition, sure, but there isn't anyone else on Earth who isn't right-wing.
Because you see, old Sargon likes to pretend that he's left-wing.
I don't have to pretend anything, Kev. I don't care what your opinion of my political views are. But let's carry on.
For what purpose, you might ask? Well, I would hazard a guess and suggest that he's doing it in order to shield himself from accusations of racism, sexism, misogyny, and general misanthropy.
Why would I do that? You level them anyway. It doesn't matter what I do or say. This is your go-to response because you don't refute any of my arguments. Because, Kev, let's be honest with ourselves, you've proven that you're incapable of doing so. Do go on.
But anyway, let's watch as Sargon's conservative cock slips through the unwittingly open zipper of truth.
And again, this is just a quick thing, Kev. Even if I was a right-wing conservative, that's not an illegitimate position to adopt. It's not immoral, it's just different from yours. Let's go.
Pub's sorry after man finds poster telling Muslims to get the fuck out of our countries.
Now, you might imagine that Sargon, as a left-winger, would react with condemnation to this obviously ridiculously bigoted piece of fucking bullshit being put up in a public place in Britain.
Honestly, Kev, it's not really my problem. I don't really care about it one way or another. This is the point that you think I should have a position on some dickheads doing this. Yeah, it's obviously inflammatory. Yeah, it's obviously designed to get a reaction. But it's not really anything to do with me. I don't really care, and I don't think that they should be denied a voice or an opinion just because you don't like that opinion. I don't know if you know what the definition of bigotry is, Kev, but that's literally it.
Oh no, of course he fucking didn't.
Why would I? I'm not a bigot, you dick.
This is stupid for a number of reasons, the first being that Muslims don't spend a whole lot of time in pubs.
Yep, but the right-wing filth that the post is actually targeted at do drink in fucking pubs, don't they?
Well, I'm sure they do. Good thing that I addressed it as if it was being addressed to Muslims. But who cares? Who cares, Kev?
Because that poster, by and large, is aimed at right-wing scum like, I don't know, you.
I should have guessed that you were going to say like me. I'm sure it is aimed at right-wing scum. I'm sure that it's not actually talking to Muslims.
To get you stoked up about racial issues.
I'm so stoked up about racial issues. Hang on, Kev. Forgive me. What race are Muslims? Oh, I see. They're just generic brown, aren't they? They're just non-white. That's the race that they are. I see.
It reads as follows. Muslims, are you unhappy with our countries? Are you offended by our culture? Would you prefer to live under Sharia law? Then we have a simple solution for you. Get the fuck out of our countries and go back to the monstrous shitholes you came from.
Now, anyone with half a brain can see that that isn't talking about all Muslims. It's talking about people like Andy Chowdhury, the sort of people who would quite happily overthrow the government and institute an Islamic state run under Sharia law. Let's see how Kev thinks of that statement.
You can live under Muslim rule there and enjoy it as much as you like. This is written directly beneath a picture of Lord Kitchener, a man who, after being made Governor General of Sudan, decided to try and prevent Christian missionaries from converting the local Muslim population because he thought they should be left alone. But, alright, fine. I mean, I think that's a reasonable point, actually. If you don't particularly like living in liberal Western democracies, why did you move to a liberal Western democracy?
I hate to have to point this out to you, Sargon, by which I mean I love to point this out to you, but most of the Muslims that live in Britain were fucking born here, you...
Oh my god, Kev! Oh my god! Did I say all Muslims, you fucking halfwit? It's like the village idiot has escaped the alehouse or something. For fuck's sake, man! I'm talking about those people who wish to change our government. You moron!
Moron. So they didn't move here, they were already from here.
Do you know that? Where is your stats? I mean, I'm sure that a lot of them are. I'm sure that a lot of them were born here. But honestly, right, I think a lot of the people, the Muslims who were born here, don't actually wish to violently overthrow the government in a jihadi attack. I think that most of the Muslims who were born here actually quite like being British Muslims. You fucking Quasimodo, Jesus.
And as such, have just as much right to express their opinions on basically fucking anything as you or I do.
Yeah, okay, but that's not a point I was arguing against, Kevin.
Oh, by the way, your left wing mask is slipping a little bit.
I don't care. I don't care that that's what you think, mate.
But according to this news piece, I am now a racist. It's disgraceful that JD Weatherspoon pubs are allowing this anti-Muslim propaganda to be displayed. I'd hate for any Muslim to think all British people are racists because of this. What an irrational statement. Why the hell would a Muslim go, well, yeah, I mean...
What the fuck? Was that...
That was me doing an impression of a Muslim trying desperately to find a justification that would mean all British people are racist. But let's see what you don't understand.
That meant to be an argument?
No.
You mumbling...
No, that was my impression of a Muslim trying to accuse British people of being racist. Because it was such a silly statement that you didn't understand.
Was that supposed to be something?
No.
Was it?
No.
I mean, how...
No. You don't get it.
Rational of you.
Well, it was a joke. Well, it was kind of a point, I suppose. So yeah, thanks.
And honestly, why would I care about this hypothetical Muslim's opinion?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I know this is going to be brilliant. Go on.
And it's not like they're human beings or anything, right?
Fucking hell, Kev! Oh, sorry, son. Kev, right? You have to understand. Just because they're human beings, and at no point do I contest this, of course... They're human beings, but I don't have to care what their opinions are, and that is not me dehumanizing them. There are plenty of people who don't care about my opinions, and I don't feel dehumanized, you fucking... You know, I love your videos, Kev. I love these. These are just amazing. That I'm waiting for you to actually show something that I've got wrong.
Oh, by the way, your left-wing mask has totally fucking slipped now.
Kev, I'll never be as left-wing as you, mate.
We can all now see you for what and who you truly fucking are.
Jacques Hughes. Oh, very clever.
A sign saying, why don't Muslims move to Muslim countries if they want to live by Muslim rules?
The problem with the poster, Sargon, isn't...
Go on.
Just that it tells Muslims to go to Muslim countries.
It doesn't tell Muslims. It tells the people who aren't happy... living in secular Western democracies, to go there. And I don't even want to defend this poster, really. I don't really like the tone of it. So I agree, it's probably is done by fucking EDL supporters or some stupid shit like that. People I don't support. But the general theory of, if you're not happy living in this country as it is, why don't you just move to a country that you would be happy living in? I don't see a problem with that. And frankly, Kev, that goes for you. You know, if you're not happy with the right-wing country that we live in, why don't you move to fucking Sweden, mate?
But that it says, if you are unhappy with our countries. Meaning that if you're a Muslim, it's not your country.
You don't know that. It says our. That means inclusive. That's whoever they're talking to. yours and mine. If I would say our respective... Oh, I don't even want to say that I share anything with you. But our respective nationality, Kev, doesn't exclude you, you fucking moron.
Which is really fucked up, because as I pointed out to you a moment ago, most of the Muslims that live in Britain were fucking born here.
Do you know that, do you? I mean, I'm not saying that they weren't. You know, they probably were. We're, like, what, 20 years down the line now? So, yeah, they probably were. But that's still beside the point, because we're not talking about all of the Muslims in Britain. Are we, Potato Man?
Okay, so saying our country is as if you can't be one of us.
That's not what our means. The poster is talking to the Muslims directly. And so saying our means theirs as well. They just, if they want to change it, if they don't want to have a liberal secular democracy, they can leave our country, just like you could leave our country. Because frankly, I don't think that that is up for debate. We are going to stay as this kind of country with this kind of government. It's not up for debate, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm sure the overwhelming majority of British people are concerned. Probably, Kev, you included.
Is really fucked up.
Oh, good
but
God.
That's not enough for our unnamed, unknown customer.
Yeah, why not appeal to a conspiracy theory mentality?
That's dumb, Kev. There is no named customer, there is no named fucking person. They don't have a name, they don't have an address, don't have anything, because it's just a propaganda piece. And, you know, ironically, it's a propaganda piece in favour of what you believe. It's just a nonsense piece, you know. There wasn't really a customer, and you're an idiot if you think there was. That doesn't make this a conspiracy theory, it just makes it a fucking propaganda piece from the Sunday Mirror, which is exactly the kind of place I would quite happily expect to see a propaganda piece.
I mean, the customer was unnamed and unknown, right? So maybe the customer didn't exist at all.
Of course they didn't. It was a bullshit piece, you moron.
You see, I would have imagined, Sargon, that the concept of anonymity wouldn't have been too fucking difficult to grasp for a guy like, oh, I don't know, you.
You're going to claim that I'm anonymous now, aren't you? Do you know what a brand is? Just out of interest.
Who doesn't use his own name or...
Yeah, I do, though. I do on my Kickstarter, and I've used my Kickstarter in videos, so it's pretty well known.
Show his fucking face in his...
I have used my face as well.
His own videos.
Yeah, that's not for anonymity, though. That's more because it's better to look at something that's not my face. Because unfortunately, Kev, my face isn't entirely dissimilar to yours. Kind of round, potato-ish, looks like it's made of raw pork. So I actually think I do people a favour by sparing them my fucking face.
But that's not enough for our unnamed, unknown customer, who added, I'll never go back to one of their pubs again. They should have employees making sure racist propaganda like this will not be tolerated in this country. Yeah. Because the only kind of propaganda that can be tolerated is this kind of propaganda.
That's a bit ironic, given that your entire channel is fucking propaganda.
Yeah, if it was propaganda, why would I list all my sources, Kev? That's a bit ironic, isn't it? Ironically listing all my sources in propaganda videos. I don't think you quite understand how propaganda works. And do you know why, as the right-wing neo-Nazi that I am, I told people about Kitchener's protection of Muslims in the Sudan? Do you know why I did that, Kev? I did that to show that A, the person they were using is a bit of a silly thing to do, but B, that was relevant and pertinent information. It, in fact, was to help display that there was another side to this, that it wasn't all just, oh, Muslims, get out, and that the person who made this poster was, frankly, an idiot. Like you.
But anyway... So you have literally nothing negative to say about this obviously fucking bigoted piece of shit.
What would be the point in going for the low-hanging fruit? I could say plenty of negative things. I was pointing out the stupid things, just like I'm doing in this video.
Wow. You...
Wow. You didn't comment on something I wanted you to comment on. No, I didn't, Kev. I guess that makes me Hitler.
You're left-wing in the same way that Fox News is fair and balanced.
Okay, I'm out of time, but you have a good one, Kev.